Line this afternoon is Paul Gamblin. He is from Protect Ningaloo Project. Good afternoon, Paul. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Exmouth seems to be the hub right now. Why are projects being proposed up there, and what potential impact do you see all these projects having, Paul?
So Exmouth Golf is a really important part of the famed, the renowned Ningaloo Reef ecosystem. It's incredibly rich in wildlife. It provides a habitat for a long list of threatened species like dugongs and turtles and swordfish, and the list just goes on and on. It's got seagrasses and mangroves. It's really fragile, it's got corals. And so, unfortunately, there's a sense that some of the industrial development in the Pilbara is beginning to move down towards Exmouth Gulf, and so we're having to fend off one major industrial proposal after another.
And it never seems to actually stop, and they're not really getting the message. Can you explicitly put into words what these projects will do to the environment, Paul?
Well, the projects that we're most concerned about involve the deployment of significant infrastructure, which would be there for decades, if not a century. So, for example, there's a port proposed for the area, which would include a wharf and then a shipping channel through an area which is of global importance for humpback whales. Humpback whale mothers nurse their calves in this area because it's calm and it's warm and shallow, and it's a safe environment for their calves before they take on the huge journey back to Antarctica. So the last thing we want to do is to see large ships attracted into this area for the next century or so. There's a major salt proposal, industrial salt production facility in an area which is really intact and natural and a really important part of what makes the Gulf ecosystem work. And so those are two major proposals that we're really concerned about. And we are beginning to see some positive action from the West Australian government, though, to really take advice, including from the Environmental Protection Authority, which is to begin to protect this area. So we're beginning to see some signs that things are beginning to shift, but we really need to stay on it and be vigilant.
But Paul, it feels a bit little too late. There's already massive evidence of coral bleaching in the Great Barrier Reef over in Queensland, but also in Ningaloo, there's now evidence of coral bleaching as well. What damage has already been done?
Well, it's a really important point. These ecosystems are under enormous pressure from climate change. Scientists have been saying this for a while, and it's taken a while for their advice to be heard even to an extent. And what we're really trying to do is to get the word out that bleaching is beginning to happen at Ningaloo as well now. It's tragic, absolutely tragic what's happened at the Great Barrier Reef and other reefs, but it's now beginning to happen. There have been a few bleaching events over the last decade, and there's currently bleaching happening right now at Ningaloo. It's not at the same scale as the Great Barrier Reef, but in time, unfortunately, that will increase that level of bleaching. And some corals won't survive. If they bleach too frequently and they don't have time to recover, then they won't be able to survive. What we're saying is we need to take every step possible to deal with climate change, to much more aggressively shift towards renewables, but we must also reduce local pressures where we can. So the last thing we should be doing is building industrial projects and increasing pressures on these fragile ecosystems. It's like kicking them while they're down. You know, we really need to reduce pressure, not increase pressure on them.
Now, one massive point for a station like Youth Jam is we've got a large young audience with hopefully a better mindset to those who are currently in power. What can we be doing actively to push governments to take this climate crisis seriously, especially when it comes to reefs like Ningaloo?
That's a really important point, and I'm optimistic. I think the level of awareness and engagement is building all the time. We've been really fortunate. We've been able to cultivate a really strong level of support right across the community for our campaign for Protect Ningaloo. And groups like the Australian Marine Conservation Society are also really being able to channel that level of interest and concern towards positive change. So I think becoming aware of the issues, lots of people are visiting Ningaloo, ask questions, engage, read, follow us on social media, follow us and others on social media, and, you know, make yourself aware of it, talk to your friends, share stuff, share our socials and other people's, and really create that sense of attention so that governments can't ignore it. That's really the most important thing, just getting the word out there and making yourself aware of things as they're going on, and then getting involved and making sure that your voice is heard.
And how can we find you, Paul? Where can we find more information?
At Project Ningaloo. Just find us across Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, etc. You'll see us. We're very active on socials in particular. Look out for us in the normal media as well, and there's lots of ways to engage and to find out more. I mean, this is one of the most spectacular, one of the most beautiful places on the planet, in a situation where many of these kinds of places are under pressure. In Western Australia, we have this opportunity and this responsibility to protect one of the world's great coral reef, mangrove, seagrass environments with all these threatened species that rely on it for their survival. And also Western Australia has coral reefs and an incredible marine environment, you know, from the Kimberley all the way down to the south coast. It's an extraordinary place, and I'm not sure that we all quite appreciate just how special Western Australia is and what we can do to protect it.
Paul, thank you for your time today.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, Isaac.
Paul Gamblin from the Protect Ningaloo Project. Would love to hear from you this afternoon on 0474 931 088, or DM me via social media at YouthJamOnline. What can we be doing as a younger generation to push governments to actually enact climate action? 0474 931 088. You may have a comedic way, you may have a serious way, you may just want to rant this afternoon. Anything flies right now. What should we be doing to push climate action as a young generation? Because realistically, we are the ones living with the current environmental mess.
I got this feeling inside my bones.